When the coronavirus pandemic struck in early 2020, it revealed some weaknesses in the food supply chain. Panic buying resulted in empty grocery store shelves while restaurants were stuck with food they couldn't sell. Food waste is not a new problem. It's estimated that 40% of food in the U.S. is tossed out. KGNU's Roz Brown has more on the role of COVID-19 and food waste.
Food waste is probably the thing that will close most businesses this year.
That's Ross Goldberg, managing partner with the Rise Society, a neighborhood delicatessen with locations in Denver and Boulder. He says there are lots of reasons for food waste. On the farm, it can be bad weather. Grocery stores sometimes overbuy. Restaurants fall victim to poor planning. The unforeseen pandemic created a new set of issues: panic buying, an interrupted food supply chain, and restaurants forced to close overnight. Goldberg says when that happened, certain products were more susceptible to waste than others.
I mean, dairy is a big one, cheese, milk. And when it comes to certain things like protein, you have the ability to vacuum seal or cryovac and then freeze. But quality drops significantly when you start doing that. And if you're a restaurant that is reliant on your quality for people to return, all it takes is one bad serving for people never to give you money. And most restaurants rely on return sales, not a one visit from a guest.
It was March 17th last year when Colorado Governor Jared Polis ordered all restaurants to suspend dine-in services, only allowing takeout and delivery. Goldberg says that was a difficult moment for restaurants.
There's not a lot of restaurants that can rely solely on takeout and delivery. So with all the changes to COVID restrictions, if all of a sudden you get reduction in capacity, you're not going to be able to make the sales to sell the food you've brought in. So when the governor had made the decision to hand over all the capacity restrictions to counties, all of a sudden Denver was given 2 days for restaurants to sell all of their product.
The health crisis meant staff in many restaurants was let go. Not sure when they'd reopen again, Goldberg says a few restaurants were able to send extra food home with employees. Others were able to donate certain foods.
And then in order to get food to food banks and to missions, etc., a lot of them don't accept prepared food. So if you've prepared the food, you know, you created a sauce or you cooked something, there's not a lot of places that are going to accept that because they're concerned about it being fresh still.
Keeping food fresh was not a problem for grocery stores. They could barely keep food on the shelves. But as Goldberg explains, the food distribution chain is not the same for restaurants.
The meat we purchase for the restaurants, I purchase it through a food distributor that gets it from a supplier. And, you know, I have to buy it in 30 to 50 pound increments. Fortunately, we're pretty good about keeping that food fresh, knowing when it either needs to be cooked or needs to be frozen or needs to be donated. We're pretty good on that. But there are other ingredients like lettuce, for example. I don't want to go to King Super to buy lettuce because the cost won't be a benefit for me. But if I purchase through a food distributor, I have to buy 40 pieces of lettuce, and all of a sudden half the lettuce I bought is going to go to waste. So the $40 I spent on lettuce should have been 20, but I can't buy it like that. So it's tough. You know, it's in tomatoes, cucumbers, things that we as individual consumers can purchase a piece of aren't always an option at the restaurant level.
While Goldberg works the front of the house at Rise Society, Gabe Enlow is the chef de cuisine further west on Boulder's Pearl Street at Centro Mexican Kitchen.
As a chef, I've always felt a responsibility towards controlling food waste and minimizing it by cross-utilizing stuff on the menu.
When it comes to waste, Enlow says Centro has had a slight advantage over some Colorado eateries because it's part of a relatively large group of local restaurants.
Me personally, during the pandemic, we were less affected because we remained open with certain locations and we were able to manage the food. And honestly, I would say I haven't seen any, like, too many new challenges per se, but it's really reiterated that side of being a chef, that you really have to be mindful of the waste. When you're in a busier environment, when you have 100% capacity in your restaurant, you're moving the product faster. So it's just being mindful of how much and what you bring in and how it's cross-utilized on your menu.
If nothing else, the pandemic has highlighted the importance of a community having an organization like Boulder's Food Rescue. Lou Creech says the organization works with certain grocers and restaurants to redistribute food that would otherwise go to waste.
So Boulder Food Rescue has seen an increase in outreach from restaurants who need to donate surplus food as they close or prepare to close since March. And with changed regulations in Boulder, at the grocery stores, we have seen a significant decrease in surplus donations as there were immediate supply chain issues. But grocery store donations have now returned to mostly pre-March levels. We have also formed partnerships with farmers who have surplus food. These have been donations, and then we also purchased from local farmers over the summer. We haven't gotten more donations since COVID, but I would say that we have gotten donations from different and new sources, not just from the grocery stores.
Grocery stores and restaurants supply Boulder Food Rescue with leftover bread and pastries, fruit and vegetables picked up by couriers for the food rescue group. It's then loaded into a courier's bike trailer or their car and hauled to one of 36 recipient sites that serve low-income members of the community as well as those experiencing homelessness. Creech says when it came to what and where food would be available, the pandemic created a domino effect and required a bit of a juggling act.
Being able to say, well, this can't go here, so can it go here? And, oh, we're not getting food from here. Where else can we get it? And that's where that idea came from for procuring food from local farmers, because it's like, well, where are we going to get more fresh food? You know, so, and then also getting donations from these restaurants, having an uptick in that came at a really good time as well in terms of getting food to folks. So it's a domino effect, and also having this trust that the food will come.
There's always going to be some grocery stores that mismanage purchases and some restaurants that serve too much food. Chef Edlow says pandemic or no pandemic, waste requires vigilance.
Yeah, it's a never-ending process of thinking outside the box and trying to come up with creative, new, innovative ways to not waste the food and to drive revenue when you have a fraction of the capacity that you normally have. I think there's been some good positive things that have come out of it, though. It's like really taught people to be smarter about their food safety and food handling.
Goldberg at Rye Society says as an owner and a frequent guest at restaurants, he sees both sides of the problem.
Some people will see waste, others will see value. So it's a really kind of tough conversation to have, where some will say, you're not giving me enough food for what you're charging me. And then the other side of the coin is, you're giving me too much, it's going to go to waste. So it's a really hard conversation to have, especially as an operator, is I want my guests to feel that we're giving them every single penny worth of food, and I don't want to waste it, and I don't want my guests to waste it either.
The vaccine for COVID-19 has renewed optimism that the headaches and heartaches food providers have endured will come to an end. But Enlow says right now, it's not over.
Everything during this has just really kept you on your toes. Just really, really have to be constantly thinking and almost relentlessly.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.